thanks to the Cascades. Fitz in the Morning is the Northwest Morning Show. A new country, 98.9 The Bull.
All right, everybody, it's Makeup or Breakup. I do want to say in the beginning that everybody you hear on Makeup or Breakup, they are couples that are willing to come on the show. They are couples from the great Northwest, and they really want to hear your feedback. And I think that's really cool and honest of them. You know what I mean? If you'd like to be on Makeup or Breakup, just send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/followfits. I want to say hello to Joanna from Bremerton right now. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, how's it going?
It's good. How you doing?
Okay.
First of all, I want to thank you for coming on. And from what I understand, looking at your message, you're having a little situation with your boyfriend, Dave, because he hangs out with your friends too much. Can you elaborate if you don't mind?
So we've been dating a few months, and he met my friends, which I felt like was kind of a step, you know? And then he kind of immediately started hanging out with some of them a lot. And like that, I mean, that's a little strange, but it was even weirder that he didn't tell me. Like, I went to work and then I saw pictures of him on Instagram, like with my friends.
Huh.
And yeah, and like, I feel, it's not like I even necessarily think he's cheating on me. There's just something about it that rubs me the wrong way, and I don't know if I'm just, like, being crazy or weird or, like, jealous for no reason.
Okay, so when you saw him posting on Instagram with your friends, where were they? What were they doing? What activities was he doing with your friends?
So, at first they, like, went out to a bar, but then, like, he went one-on-one with one of them to coffee, and then, like, he went with a couple of them to the gym.
Why is he? Oh, he's going to work out with them now.
Huh.
Does he go to the gym with you?
Yeah. So he's like part of a gang, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good question, Drew. Does he go to the gym with you ever? Or do you guys go to Starbucks together and hang out?
I mean, we'll go to Starbucks together. I'm not really a gym person, so, like, I work out at home, so I guess I probably wouldn't go with him anyway, but he, I mean, maybe if he asked, he never has.
Well, this is Drew. Can I ask you a question? Are you most distrust? I mean, I do sense distrust, right? Or you wouldn't be here.
I guess.
So are you distrustful of him or your friends? Are these like long-time, lifelong friends you've had since you were kids? Or are these kind of new friends? Who is it that you really don't trust? Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got some scandalous friends.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I mean, it's kind of a combination. It's like, you know, there's like that core group from college and then like who have kind of joined along the way. I don't even know. Like, I don't even necessarily distrust any of them. It just me a weird feeling.
You know what? Maybe we don't have to worry about anything. Maybe is he doing their makeup by any chance? No, what? Why are you guys laughing at that?
Anyone would want that.
Okay. All right. And so obviously you realize Dave knows he's probably hearing all this right now, and he knows that he's going to join the show in a couple of minutes. So is it okay with you if we find out, you know, Dave's side and why he's hanging out with your friends? Hey, real quick, when he's hanging out with your friends, what are you doing? You said your work, but what do you do for a living?
I'm a bartender.
Ah, so you're at the bar making some money.
You're probably working at night, so it's those kind of hangout primetime hours.
And if they're bothering to go out for drinks, but they're not coming to your joint.
Oh, no.
Huh. Okay, all right, everybody hang on. It's Makeup or Breakup. Dave, hey. Welcome. Thank you so much for being on. I know you've been listening to this for, you know, the past several minutes. What say you, man?
Man, I'm a little bit floored because it's just, I don't know what she's talking about, really. I mean, all I'm doing is being, you know, nice to her friends. I don't really get it, but... You know, I mean, we don't, it's not like we're like, you know, besties or anything. We just, they call me up, like, hey, Dave, why, you know, we're going to the gym. I'm like, hey, wait, why not? You know, it's not, there's nothing devious about it.
So,
it's just people hanging out.
Dave, you're basically saying, I'm totally clean here. I'm not up to anything. Would you say that any of them are being flirty toward you, any of her friends?
Be honest, Dave.
I mean, I'm a naturally, you know, flirty guy. Like, I don't, you know, I like to have fun and, you know, I like to joke around. So, you know, it's not like we're, you know, we're not, you know, getting naked or anything. Like, there's no, nobody's to get naked.
Hey, Dave, would you
like to poke fun at each other, maybe once in a while I'll grab my butt or something. You know,
Okay, that's not cool.
Hey, Dave, let me ask you this. How would you feel if Joanna was just a flirty girl? You're just a flirty guy, but she's a bartender. You know the amount of guys she sees every single night. Is it okay for her to be a, hey,
she's
I'm
not,
just
listen,
a flirty girl?
She's telling you one part of the story. If you could see the guys that just, you know, and we're talking about deadbeat, you know, drunks that just sit at her bar and stare at her all night.
Is she okay?
She's like laughing at their stupid jokes and, you know, I mean, she's, you know, winking at them, you know what I mean? Like it's
Joanna?
Like she's coming on to them, but, you know, maybe she's playing them a little bit.
Joanna,
that's what bartending is about. It's kind of like half psychologist, you know, half whatever, you know, bartender.
So you're saying you don't have a problem if she flirts as much as you do, or what if she goes
that's
to a Starbucks?
Part of her job, with... you know, that's what she does. You know,
okay.
I mean, if you're a very attractive person, either male or female, and you don't do a little flirting at the bar, it's a long night. You know what I mean? Like it's
okay. So Dave, can I ask you a question? Can she also go to Starbucks with them and go work out with them at the gym after her shift?
Well, that's not. I'm going with her friends. I'm not. It's not like I'm picking up, you know, teenage women at the mall.
All right,
hanging out with them, you know?
Joanna. Joanna, I want to get. And by the way, again, it's makeup or breakup. Text us to 96459-833-822-BULL. Joanna, your response, real quick.
I mean, first of all, yeah, there's totally a difference between the fact that I have to flirt at work and, like, flirting with my friends.
Right.
It's okay if you're, like, we're both flirty people and that's fine. But it's the fact that, like, I keep saying, like, just warn me before you're going to go out with them and you don't, that makes me feel like there's something, like, that I'm purposely being left out in some way and I don't know why.
You know, I'm wondering
can I interrupt? I mean,
yeah?
Are you going to have to chaperone me, like, everywhere I go? I mean, I don't understand.
You don't trust me to that extent
with your own friends. These are her, you know.
Tell me before you go out.
Her girls.
So that I know. And you don't even do that. And then when I say, hey, this kind of feels weird to me, you don't say, like, oh, I'm sorry, it's weird, but I like them. I want to be friends with them. You say, like, what? I'm just being nice to your friends. Like, the defensiveness is what makes me feel... like
all right.
Something wrong.
Hey, guys, I'm going to let here's what we're going to do right now. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. And if you want, we could all have this conversation off the air. And I'm going to let you guys continue to have this conversation off the air as well. And we also have a number from a therapist that we're going to pass along to you as well off the air. So, listen, I really appreciate you guys coming on and being willing to talk about this. I know it's not easy.
Thank you.
It's easy for me. I haven't done anything.
All right.
I haven't done anything. So,
well,
I mean, it's real simple and easy for me.
Just turn up your radios, and because our, you know, man, we got a bunch of text messages and phone calls right now, okay?
Whew.
Thank you, guys. If you're just tuning in, we're kind of right in the middle of makeup or breakup. Earlier, minutes ago, we had Dave and Joanna from Bremerton on the show, and Joanna's a bartender. Dave... basically, while Joanna's bartending, Dave likes to hang out with Joanna's friends and likes to go work out with them. What else?
Go to coffees, go to drinks.
Yeah.
Post pictures on the gram.
Yeah.
We're getting so many text messages coming in, phone calls like crazy to 96459. What are the text messages saying? Read some of these.
So here's one that says, hey, Fitzy, I've been with my fiance for almost 10 years, and not once has he ever hung out with my friends without me. Breakup. Another one says... furthermore, if she's flirting for money, he's not. He's flirting for free with her friends, defending Joanna. Another says he is bringing attention to the fact that he's stuttering and mumbling and floundering through his defense.
Ooh.
So, break up. I got to say, this is the closest to a unanimous decision we've ever had.
Hmm. Hello, Kim in Puyallup. Makeup or breakup? You heard the story about, you know, Dave and Joanna in Bremerton. What do you think?
Well, first off, I really don't think it's going to last.
I've been a bartender for over 40 years. He needs to understand right from the get-go that every guy that goes in a bar is not just some sloppy drunk. And yes, she does need to flirt to make her money. That's how we make our money. And he has no business hanging out with her friends, especially female, when she's working.
Good point. Let's go to Sweet D in Seattle. Hello, Sweet D.
Hey, Vince and the gang. How are you?
We are so good. Wait, is this our Sweet D at Snoqualmie Casino?
Yes, that was me.
Sweet D! Seattle's closest.
Yes.
On my way there now.
What do you think? Makeup or breakup? What are your thoughts on this?
You know, I'm saying breakup because he didn't really ever take into consideration her feelings once. It was all just sticking up for him, and regardless, maybe she needs to have a little chat with her girlfriends as well, but he's not really taking any responsibility, and he doesn't really seem to care about what she thinks. It's all about, well, they're asking me, so I'm going to go, and he's not taking any responsibility. So and that's my 2 cents.
And how can it jacked up for her girlfriends to like be hanging out with her man?
Thank you so much for calling.
Why isn't she taking her friends to task on this?
Kidding.
Saying, hey, back off my man. A lot of people were really bothered by the butt-slapping, butt-grabbing part of this. That's what a lot of people cued in on.
Yeah.
Andrea in Shoreline. Andrea, makeup or breakup?
Definitely breakup.
Interesting. Gotcha. And why is that?
You know, there's a line that you just don't cross in a relationship, and those are her friends. I mean, all of my girls, I'm so close with them. If my man ever touched their butt, I would be so hurt and upset about it, and it has nothing to do with jealousy, but it's just, those are my girls. Like, I grew up with them. Those, you know, I'm your woman. If you want to pinch someone's ass, it's mine. So.
One day at a time, we do it together. Wake up with your horns up with Fitz in the Morning. New Country 98.9 The Bull.